This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early spring. Daffodil blossoms are the outriders of the fourth week of early spring, a sign that Virginia bluebells have come up from winter ground and that raspberry bushes are developing fresh leaves. As you drive the freeways or the back roads, you may see wild onions are getting lanky, a sign that the foliage of middle spring's wildflowers is growing back in the woods and fields. The Jacob's Ladder, the ragwort, leaf cup, spring beauty, wood mint, ground ivy, catchweed, moneywort, waterleaf, hemlock, and parsnip. When the daffodils come out, chickweed and dandelions flower in the alleys. The earliest henbit is blossoming in the gardens, and pods of last summer's dogbane open in the fields. The buds of the quince have become deep red, and forsythia buds are becoming brighter, anticipating their flowers, which will blow no later than 2 weeks from the first daffodil. In the Ohio Valley, wolf spiders hatch in the gray fields when daffodils bloom. In the deep south, daffodils accompany the peak of azalea bloom and the peak of desert wildflower blossoms in the southwest. Ducks arrive in their mating plumage throughout the east. Cherry trees bud in Washington, D.C.'s fourth week of early spring, about the same time that coltsfoot flowers in the hills of West Virginia. And perhaps most dramatic of all, when all the daffodils come into bloom, then the great robin chorus begins in the darkness of the early mornings. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of early spring. In the meantime, watch for daffodils. And then get up early, listen for robins before dawn.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.